The stimulus package includes $26 million for major renovations at buildings run by Wisconsin housing authorities. Kathy Coons directs energy programs for the state's Focus on Energy program. She says builders could get jobs making buildings more energy efficient.
I mean, we have pretty good research here in Wisconsin that indicates that there's still a good chunk of houses out there that are under-insulated, especially older homes, homes built before the 1970s when Wisconsin established building codes. It's not atypical in some of those homes built in, say, the 1940s, that there may not be any insulation in the walls at all.
Coon says other projects might include putting in better heating and cooling equipment. She also says the stimulus package includes tax credits for homeowners who make their homes more energy efficient. Coon says she realizes some builders are skeptical they'll ever see any of the money. But she says a state incentive program saved jobs last fall.
I feel like there is evidence that layering additional incentives and providing stimulus for people to act now is going to have benefits, but I think for the skeptics, really, we have to prove that this works.
The Energy Center of Wisconsin says it appears builders and remodelers are paying attention. A major building industry conference continuing today in Wisconsin Dells has a 25% increase in registration compared to previous years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.